So yeah, that was Beck from. Oh shoot! Don't mind the buzzing. That was Beck from his album Modern Guilt. That's a pretty cool song, and one of the reasons why I like it is because that bit at the end there, where they kind of like, I don't know what the fuck that is. If it's like, if it's them actually playing it like a demo version or whatever it's supposed to be, but I think it's kind of better than the rest of it. It's a, I don't know. So I'm gonna play something for you. I don't know what this song is, cause you know that like really shitty thing that happens when you like put a CD into your iTunes and it doesn't give it any track names or artist names or anything like that. It just says like the track and then a number that it assigns it at random. And you know, that's okay if it's like your CD, your album, whatever it is, your tape, if you can do that. And you know what the song titles are, what the order of them all is. But when you like borrow a burnt CD from somebody, wait, no, I'm not supposed to say that. That's pirating music. That's not good. I shouldn't, this is international radio. I shouldn't be saying stuff like that. But anyway, when that happens, and then like you can't figure out what the, you don't even know what the track names were to begin with, so you have no way of recognizing them, and you can't even like, it's just really frustrating. So I'm gonna play you a song. I'm pretty sure it's Tokyo Police Club, but I have no idea what song it is. I hope it's a good one. Most of them are good, so we'll just hope for the best. Here goes.
I got a place in the Arctic Circle. I've got a place that I painted white. I've got a home in the salty ocean. So right, so right. All the lions in your bedroom, all the tigers we ignore. Pulling the wool down over your eyes. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Soapy eyes, called it off so late at night. But your hands and your heart, cause your head's always right. You and your soapy eyes, called it off so late at night. But your hands and your heart, cause your head's always right. Go now for the science. I'm gonna save for the decimals. No one will ever know the difference. Same old, same old. Fine, you were right. This room needs eyes. Fine, you were right. This room needs eyes. You and your soapy eyes.
So yeah, that was, that was Tokyo Police Club, as I predicted, and it was actually a good song, which is pretty lucky, because that track zero, it's not even like track four, like a it's like computer lingo, track 011011, it says 04, but 11, binary. Yeah, and that last song that you heard that I kind of cut off, because it was probably just going to turn into a lot of noise, and I know you guys don't like musical noise, it kind of sucks, but no, really, it doesn't really, but I turned it off. That was Nancy, Adam, Susan. The name's not really important, it's by Working for a Nuclear Free City, which is like this one guy's project. I don't even know what they're doing. I used to listen to those guys a lot when I was like starting high school, middle high school, probably like 10th grade, and I found the CD and I was like, wow, this is still not bad. So figured throw it on my iTunes and junk, and that time it didn't do the stupid track shit, which I'm really pissed off about, but that's not the point. The point is that it's good music. Right now I'm going to play a song that I was listening to like all day, All right. So my supposed co-person who we shall not name because it's Susie. Her idea for our radio show was that we get a Groove Shark account. If you guys know what that is, it's a pretty like cool thing, you know, they have tons of songs and it's all free and you can make your own playlist and stuff. It sounds like a really good idea. It's not perfect though, and what they tend to do a lot is they tend to like repeat the same songs over and over again. So if you like open a band's like if you open a band's catalog, that's the word, on Groove Shark, you might find like, oh, these are all really good songs that I like to listen to, but then they'll like repeat the same good songs over and over again from different albums and different versions. So I threw on, it's Real Estate, and I threw on the Real Estate Groove Shark catalog. This like, it is like 20-30 songs. It's really awesome, and I decided I would take a nap to it because it's like really chill music and it's like really nice to take a nap to, and I don't have shit to do. So I threw it on, and there's a song, It's Real. And it's a pretty good song by Real Estate. It's Real by Real Estate. Real, 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 real. No, that wasn't cool. Sorry. But that song starts playing, and I like doze off a couple songs later, and I wake up, and the same song is playing. And I'm like, what? And it's a good song and all, but like I don't want to hear the same song 5 times in a row. So the internet needs to get its shit together. Jeez. All right, here's the song. I'll stop talking.
I'm not afraid to die.
This part is gonna be the awkward stage where I switch YouTube videos. It's gonna work. Yes. We'll be right back. Yeah, so that was the Globes. They're pretty cool. If you can tell, that was a live version, because another thing that's wrong with the internet, I don't understand why the internet's not super easy to use. Isn't that what the name internet means? Super easy to use, internet? I don't know. But it wouldn't give me a live version on YouTube. No, it wouldn't give me a not live version on YouTube. See, the internet's messing with my mind. I can't even speak straight. So, I'm going to stop speaking. I'm going to play you a song. I know this is kind of like a shameless thing to do, is to like plug your own band on your own radio show. You know, you should get your other friends who have their other radio shows to, you know, plug your band for you. But I don't know. I don't really have any friends that have radio shows. Sorry, that was a mistake. I have friends, they just don't have radio shows. All right, here you go.
Nursing a broken hand and a broken will, I left my ambitions on the cold windowsill. Everything was fine until
So that was me. If you heard the really cool guitar part, that was the other guitarist. Yeah. So during that song, I was thinking about the space that we conduct these radio shows in. It's called The Yurt. And first of all, some people, when I wear a green hat, like to call me Yurtle the Turtle. And I guess it's accurate, except for the turtle part, because I am a Yurtle. I live in the yurt from 8 to 9 on Tuesdays, which is pretty cool, because it's an awesome space. And what I was thinking about is why doesn't this, somebody's Div 3 mastermind project to change the Earth, why don't you do something like launch the yurt into space, semicolon, for social change? Wouldn't that be a cool thing to do? It looks like a spaceship. It would probably fly past the other Martian spaceships, and they'd be like, oh, wow, that's the new model. It's really, like, got some really cool feng shui inside instead of these weird probes we got laying around. What is a feng shui? I'm not really sure. So, I've been talking a lot, which is kind of bad, and I kind of need my co-host back, because without her, my blathering is just really boring, and I'm sure you guys hate me, but I'm not going to stop because it's fun. But for the sake of humanity, I should get a co-host next semester, or just tell my old co-host to stop being so weird and stop having things to do like plays, whatever the fuck that is. By the way, if you guys haven't seen God of Vengeance, you should go and check it out. I don't know if it's good. I haven't seen it, but it should be good, because why wouldn't it be? It's got a great program over there. So back to what I was saying before, since I've been talking so much, I'm gonna do something cool for you guys. I'm going to play 4 songs in a row. Ooh, you probably think that's really awesome. No, they're going to be really short songs. So now here's the backstory to the 4 songs. There's this band called the Dodos. They're pretty cool. They've gotten less cool as time goes on because they keep adding members or subtracting cool instruments or whatever the fuck you want to call it. He plays an electric guitar now. What the fuck is that? I don't know. But so their first album, Visitor, they have like some really cool, long, like really, I don't even know what to call it. It's just like ear orgasm music. But they also have some like really short like snippets of like songs that are really cool too. So, you know, I figured I'd play them for you guys. Maybe I'll play a song after that too. So it'll be like a 2-song thing. But it's really going to be a 5-song thing. But anyway, hope you guys enjoy.
Maybe I can take you home. cranked out the tunes. I think it was Roxy. Went back to snooze until 8:30. Went to the bar that stays the most. Went by myself, but no one noticed. Wonder if I looked like a tourist. All that I could think was, please don't blow this. And we go, but they don't know us. Goes to show, we're not the same. Keep it in, cause they don't know this. Let it out, but not today. Went to the bar today. Watched all the dogs as they played. None of them barked, they just hanged. Think I'll buy a dog when I get paid. Saw the girl I know from my job. I think that she must think that I'm retarded. I act so dumb when I get started. Time to cut my hair and get it parted. And we go, but they don't know us. Goes to show, we're not the same. Keep it in, cause they don't know this. Let it out, but not today.
Kept in an open cage. So you're free to leave. Sometimes you get confused, like there's a hint that I'm trying to give you. The longer you think, the less you know what to do.
Yeah, when after I'd put on the whole thing with the dodos, the short snippets, I realized how dumb that was, because like there's a really cool flow to that whole album that's like, I don't know, it really makes it just, I don't know if it's like the thing after you, even if you listen to like a mix CD after a while, the songs seem to flow into one of another. It's like a weird thing, like you remember the certain ways certain songs start up after other ones end. But like for that album, it certainly makes sense the way they put it together. At least now it does. It might just be my like my brain messing with me. And after that, that was Death Cab with Talking Bird, which is a really cool song. It's like really slow, really like not dreamy, but like wants to put you to sleep bass line sort of thing, and like the beautiful heartbreaking little piano chords that they, the melody that they play over the top of it. It's wonderful. Now we're gonna play something a little less wonderful, not less wonderful, just not as, you'll see how it ends up. But yeah, this is the Ravenettes, and it's their song, Allie, Walk With Me.
Yeah. just as you take my hand, just as you write my number down, just as the drinks arrive, just as they play your favorite songs, your breath disappears. No one went up like a spring before you had too much. Come back and focus again. The walls have been in shape. They got a chase you can't grin. All blurring into one. This place is on a mission. Before the night out, before the animal noises closer get killing us. I come
So yeah, that last one was Radiohead. It's a pretty popular song amongst the teens and the tweens and all of them. I don't know if that's true or not. But anyway, it was good music, right? Yeah. The three people that listened said yes. So all you guys that aren't listening, you're missing out. Yeah. So now I'm going to play a song by Local Natives. They're a pretty cool band. They do like the whole like foreign rhythms thing, a lot of stick tapping on the edges of the drum, stuff like that. Lots of like funky rhythms. But this is a cover they did off their, I think, latest album. I'm not sure, but it's a pretty cool cover. It's a, oh God, what's the name of the band? Oh yeah, it's a Talking Heads cover, and the Talking Heads version, I guess it's their song, so it's the Talking Heads. It's not really their version. It's like the Talking Heads. I don't know how to describe it, but their version is kind of like it's different, and this version is like way more melodic, and it's kind of cool. And you guys are gonna check it out whether you like it or not.
Oh, are we rolling?